Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the G2 Palace. It's Butter Baby.
Butter Baby. Butter Baby. Baby. Baby.
Hey, it's Selena. The best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on
GQ Palace Radio.
The EX. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end to future all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's about, what you holler about. Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. Hello. And welcome, folks. Welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. You are now on live with the Divas. For our internet users, the number is 319-527-6761. In order to go on live and talk to us Divas live, you must press that 1. This is an adult show, so we promote 18 and older callers. However, if you have children in the room or in your realm when you're listening to the show, you do so at your own discretion. We are not licensed psychologists. We're not here to fix anybody. However, if we can support y'all, we will. We'll try to support you if we can. We run on opinions over here. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. So sometimes there's no real right or wrong because people have different experiences. So we try to respect anybody's space. And we like to have a good time over here. So this is a platform we like to for people to call and give opinions and, you know, and comments and stuff about topics that we hear on a daily basis. So, but let's get it. We appreciate y'all calling and listening to the Diva Squad. You know, without y'all, it'd be no us. So right now on the line has got me, your girl, Miss Mo, better Long Island reading lady. And we got Ray Queen in the building. Storm will be on
Ray
some
Queen.
Time later. So
yeah.
We got Ray Queen in the building. What's poppin'? Let's go, Ray Queen. You still celebrating that birthday
yeah.
or what?
Yeah.
Yes,
we are still celebrating. God.
As you should. You're supposed to celebrate all month.
Still, you already know, the whole season of Aries. Yes. We still celebrating that part.
Well, yes.
A party
Enjoy
is a
yourself.
Party until it's ran all through. And leave it to my crew. It's going to be player proof. After a few rounds, we going to blow off this roof. A party and a party till it's ran all through.
You go, girl. Let me find out you in your hip hop mode. So, tonight we have a couple of interesting things that. So folks. Just before I move on, this is just a quick announcement, and this is a personal announcement. My daughter's going to be getting married. However, KJoy, which is a Long Island radio station, is having voting for her to win a paid wedding, where they pay for the entire wedding, dresses, everything, the whole nine yards. So starting Monday on April 10th, I want y'all to, starting Monday, April 10th, 2023, I will be posting, hopefully, I'll be posting a link on my Instagram, my Facebook and stuff, so y'all stay tuned and look out because I'm going to need all of y'all to vote. My sister, if anybody deserves it, my daughter deserves it. So I want y'all to stay tuned, keep an eye out for that starting on Monday, April 10th, 2023. So we're excited. And that voting, I'm going to be pushing it. I'm going to be getting on y'all nerves about it. So y'all help a sister out here. You know, I normally don't be asking for stuff, but this time I'm asking. You have not if you ask not, but I'm asking. Shout out to our engineer in the back running the boards on the night to Rich Money running the boards. Shout out to Rich Money in the building. You know, happy birthday to anybody that is happy birthday to anybody that's celebrating a birthday and all of that good stuff. Turn up responsibly. And all that. So, with that being said, Oh, hold on, y'all. I'm talking and reading and all of that stuff at the same time because people are sending me messages. And, you know, so we can get this show started. So tonight, really, Ray, if you don't have anything else to talk about, we're just going to get started with the show. And we're going to open the lines so people can get on and chime in.
Let's do this, sister.
Y'all stay tuned, cause summer season is coming soon, and y'all know my birthday is coming up. Y'all know that, right? Y'all do know, right?
So cancerous.
Yep. Happy birthday, Ray. Okay, so tonight's show is about hypocrisy. And the reason that hypocrisy was chosen is because we see things that are going on in the news. You know, first and foremost, y'all know how I get when I start talking about Orange Glow, a.k.a. Trump. You know, he was arrested. Yes, and now we could say that he wasn't just indicted, he was arrested, fingerprinted. They didn't give him a mugshot. Oh my God. Yes, Ray, where you been, child?
I know that he was indicted on several charges and that he had to go to court.
Yes. And that's what that is. That's what all of that is. That means your ass got arrested. And you got booked. And all of that stuff, but he was released naturally. He doesn't have to go back to court until December. We know they're gonna postpone it so long. He gonna be in a wheelchair probably the next time he go to court. By the time they finish with all of this nonsense. But
let me for those of you who are not as just forget it, I'm going to say, who are not educated like myself. Hypocrisy, the meaning of hypocrisy, it's a noun. The practice of claiming to have moral standards or beliefs to which one's own behavior does not conform. Pretense. Anyway, fast on forward.
I appreciate you giving out that definition, because a lot of times, you know, I speak about this all the time, where people are moving and don't be knowing the proper definition of certain things. So, I appreciate you giving that definition of hypocrisy, you know. So, and the reason I chose to speak about Trump first, because he's probably one of the biggest hypocrites that has ever been in the face of the people. You know what I'm saying?
And that's a sin.
Not only is he a hypocrite, he's a narcissist. He's a narcissistic, so self-loathing sociopath. And y'all can look all of those up too. He is the epitome. Now, you know, because he was a criminal before he was even allowed to be the president. Before they allowed him to become the president of the United States. Before he became, before he was the commander in chief, the position that they afforded to him, he was already a criminal. They had no business. Now, first of all, he got in there. He was a Democrat before he started running. He was a Democratic person, you know, which that happens a lot. Okay. Sometimes that's not common. Then, you know, he started bringing up a whole bunch of stuff and so I call him the Pied Piper, first of all, because he throw out some words and he has a whole following of people that take that word and run from him. Now you got the rabbit hole. You have QAnon. You have the MAGA. You you have so many, all of these entities of people, these different demographic people that support him and have they don't even know what kind of policy that he had. You know why? Because he didn't really have any. He inherited a great economy. He inherited, I want y'all to hear that good. He inherited, Obama left him in a great position when the transfer of office went over and the inauguration, all that. Trump inherited a good economy. He didn't go in there having to fix anything. But when he left, and y'all don't have to take my word for it again. You can look it up yourself. When he left it in such a big, he left it in more of a mess than y'all want to admit to. And this is what I'm saying. This is where the hypocrisy comes in. This is why I chose him and when I'm speaking about hypocrisy. Not just him. I have other stuff. Because everybody was so angry that a black man was running this country that y'all didn't give a shit who got in there after Obama. Y'all let him in. You had Trump talking about Obama, where he was born and who was his father and all kinds of nonsense things coming up. They was trying to dog him for everything, yet they have not one scandal on Obama. It didn't fire nobody, or nobody got arrested for anything under his watch. But that just goes to show you the racism of this country. Y'all just was so mad that a black man was running this country that y'all don't care that Trump messed it up. And y'all gonna go to the death because y'all don't wanna be wrong. Y'all are a bunch of hypocrites. Now make that great. Make that great again.
What?
So, but the next part of the hypocrisy, the reason why I chose it, again this next situation is with I don't know if y'all are following the news again or follow sports, but you have the women's basketball, LSU playing Iowa. You know, it got very heated. You had the top two players on the court back and forth. You know, doing hand gestures and alleged taunting and stuff going on.
Ooh.
Now, they were dragging Angel Reese, which was she's a black woman, and Caitlin Clark is a white woman, which she's a beast on the court too, not taking anything from her either. But they made it such a spectacle, a whole crazy nonsense chaos that the black girl was taunting, but not the white girl. She's been doing it. Caitlin Clark has been doing it the entire season. She waved off other players. She did that hand in the face thing, John Cena thing. You know, like you can't see me.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, she does lead in scoring or whatever, but when Angel Reese did it, it's a problem. They started calling her derogatory names, talking about she's ghetto, classless, and do you not see the hypocrisy in that? Like I said, wrong is wrong. Like if it was wrong on one side, it's wrong on the other. However, first of all, my daughter and I was talking that people don't even, they barely watch female basketball anyway, which I find another hypocrisy. And then once this one instance comes, y'all want to exploit it like there's some crazy shit going on. Like, help me understand. Make it make sense to me.
One thing about me. Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Microphone check.
Yeah, we can. Can you hear
one
me?
Thing.
Okay.
Yes, I can. one thing about me, Ray Queen, I don't know a lot about politics. However, over the course of the past 2 years, I've gotten into it a lot. And I don't know a lot about sports. However, in the course of the past 2 years, I've gotten to that a lot as well. And I can say, y'all, when it comes to politics and sports, Ms. Mo knows her ish. Ms. Mo better knows her ish.
Because I'm nosy.
Yeah.
I'm nosy. I'm going to say that. I'm nosy. I like to see what's going on.
Yeah.
I like to know what's opening around me. You know, and listen, you don't have to be glued to a TV or to a newspaper or whatever when it comes to politics. You don't have to be. You know, however, you still have to know some things because indirectly it does affect your life. It affects your thing. As long as you're working in the United States or in America or whichever, it affects you. It's important to know who's in what seat, what position, and all of that stuff. We might not know everything because I know I don't, but I'm going to know the basics. I'm
going to
know the basics.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
But again, as far as going back to Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark's situation, but how people were really dragging this girl, she got to get up there and defending herself when she was just doing what everybody has been doing all year. Listen, you go back to the NBA. When Charles Barkley and all of them was playing, like, and Shaq and all, basketball was crazy, physical.
Mm-hmm.
They used to scrap on the courts and all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? But that they didn't take away from Jordan. Jordan talked more shit than anybody that played the sport.
Mm.
They didn't take away from him. Like, they took away glorious moments of an awesome game. The game was crazy for those that actually watch it because y'all wanna still divide the country. Now you get Jill Biden, get her up there and talk about she wanna invite both of them to the White House because of whatever, however, whatever excuse you use. But no, if Iowa didn't win, Iowa should not be allowed to the White House. That's not how that works. If you wanna personally give them a statement or something or congratulate them, then do so. But as far as them inviting them over into the White House, if that's the case, everybody gives it their all in the championship game. Come on, don't go changing it now because people are all in their feelings. And that's a whole problem because now you're going to be running on emotion. Everybody running on emotion. No, she did. Iowa didn't win. Iowa should not be invited. You're not going to take away the glory of LSU because now you feel some type of way because of what the media was doing. You want to do something, get up there and check the media how to portray this girl. Excuse me, this young lady.
Hell, that's
because we're having to defend this stuff when we shouldn't be. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have the solution to all. I don't know what we should be doing, and to move forward with when it comes to the hypocrisy of this country. And excuse me, y'all, because I'm again reading and talking at the same time. But I don't know what our next move should be as far as moving with the hypocrisy or whatever. My personal opinion though is like something. There's never been anything put in place as far as racism goes in this country. That kind of would solve a lot. It would shut a lot of people up is what it would do. It would shut up. So, you know, Because now what people, what they're doing is throwing the brick behind their door for him. So it's like, I'm going to talk racist stuff without saying that I'm a racist. And then people get mad. It's like, oh, well, why does everything have to result to racism? Because that's what it is. You got to call a spade a spade.
Right.
Just identify with what the real problem is and with the real issue of this doggone country. Period.
Mm-hmm. And real eyes realize. Real
eyes realize real lies.
Yes. We need to be
real
woke.
Eyes,
we need
real
to,
lies,
we
real
need...
lies.
Yes. Yes. We need to have our eyes open. We need to be woke. We need to know what's going on. And when it comes to voting, every vote counts. Get out there and vote.
Yep. And listen,
vote.
It's not just for the president. Not just for the president.
Right.
Either. You know, I always talk about that too. It's the midterm elections
yep.
that are kind of more important than the government. I mean, than the presidential, because those are the actual lawmakers. Those are the ones who are making the laws.
Yep.
You know, but people get disconnected. People are disconnected because it's so much division. Not so much division now. This country's always really been divided, so that's not a real surprise. You know, but you have to like know your local, know where you are locally, know who your local politicians are, the mayors and the governors and all kinds of stuff. Like I said, and Congress, and so those are the lawmakers, those who you really need to be in tune. The president is just somebody really who they put out front. They just put him out front. We're going to use you when we need to. But Congress and the Senate and all that stuff, those are the president's bosses. But like I said, as far as, I mean, it's no real surprise when it comes to, you know, how people are reacting to the Angel Reese and the Caitlin Clark situation, because this is how they've been maneuvering. This is how they've been running. You know, they could do everything but call you a nigger in your face. But they'll do everything else. I'm just using it as an example because it's the truth.
Right. I was gonna say we're speaking the truth. You're speaking the truth. Word.
Well, it's
word.
Yeah. Listen. I think it's just an unfortunate situation because, again, it took away from a great game. The game was an awesome, very, very competitive game, you know, and a lot of people got upset. It was a big upset because they thought Caitlin Clark is a scoring machine. She's a beast on the court. So everybody thought because of that Iowa was going to win, and LSU did. So now LSU kind of beat them down. You know, so that was a big surprise for them, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So, but yeah, it's just sad. That again, that we are still in 2023, speaking about, you know, the racism and stuff of this country, and it's going to continue to happen until laws and all of that stuff is put into place. You know, because what happens is they use the Constitution when it fits them. You know what I mean? Or the Constitution. First of all,
right.
They need to abolish that Constitution. That thing should be cut, burnt. Made into ashes because it was only designed for one group of people, you know. So there's a lot of things that needs to be revamped in this country. A lot of things. A lot of people need to be put in their place. A lot of people, folks need to be put into their place, you know, because like, so, but this next point, it might be a little, I don't know even what to call it, for lack of a better word. However, mm-hmm, a friend of mm-hmm. mine sent me a video on Instagram where there were 9-year-old children and stuff. I don't know what country this is in, but there was a room full mm-hmm. of 9-year and 10-year-old children, and you had a panel of transgendered people standing in front of these 9-year-olds taking their clothes off. What? They were taking their clothes off because they were trying to, explain to these kids of the transgender and the process of transitioning and stuff like that.
Oh.
Now.
Okay.
And my IMO, which is in my opinion, that's pedophilia.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's for
I
9 and
agree.
10 years. That's pedophilia. First of all, even if they were heterosexual people, you do not stand in front of a group of 9 and 10-year-olds taking your goddamn clothes off. What is wrong with people?
Wow. Let me.
What
you know what? And I'm glad you. And I'm glad that you brought this up, because I work in a lab. I work in a lab where I obtain specimens such as blood, urine, and some stools, bodily fluids. Today, one of the specimens that was given to me was a 10-year-old girl. Her urine was being tested for gonorrhea, chlamydia, sexual transmitted diseases.
Lord.
It hurt me to my heart to have to hold that urine in my gloves and
wow.
do the paperwork and have to send that to my lab, you know, my higher lab to get that urine test. I'm thinking in my mind, what on earth is going on in this household that this 10-year-old young girl with little pigtails be tested for chlamydia, gonorrhea, and sexual transmitted diseases? Sad.
Why are people attacking the children? That's what it's an attack. It's an attack on these kids. Talking about at 5 years old, they don't have to leave them 5 year old. Leave them kids alone.
Woo! Yeah.
And wow, for the life yeah. of me, why would the parents even allow their kids to sit in this room with these people taking their dog on clothes off? Listen.
I didn't
me,
even know
personally,
this.
When it comes to mine, they go. You wait when you get older. When you get older, whatever you want to do, that's your business. But those kids, mm-hmm. the innocence of our children is being they're being robbed.
Mm-hmm.
They're being robbed mm-hmm. of their innocence because everything now is about sexuality.
That's so sad.
It's about sexuality. Listen, you can love who you love. I get that. However, who you share your bedroom in is private business. Nobody, you don't need parades for that shit.
Word.
You don't need a parade to say that I love a woman or I love a man. You don't need parades
mm-hmm.
for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, and my thing is, you have people, and listen, again, you love who you love. If you're in the LMNOP community, that's your business.
Mm-hmm.
That is
mm-hmm.
your business. But you're mad at people for not accepting the fact that you're changing over or transitioning over, but you're not mad. You're mad at God for making you a certain kind of way. I don't get it. Make it make sense. You're not happy with how God made you. You're not happy with that, and you're mad because we're not accepting it. Like, that's a double standard. That's a whole double standard. Like I said, being gay is one thing, but you're either a gay man or a gay woman. And the thing is, they're making, see, this is where the abomination comes in, because you take something and you're making it a law.
Mm-hmm.
You're making it law. So when you make it into law, you make it into doctrine. You're saying it doesn't matter what God says. And this is my disclaimer right now. When God's wrath comes, I want to be standing with the lambs and not the goats.
Woo!
And that's
say
not
that,
the,
say
I,
that.
And I'm not passing judgment on anybody, because I can't go to heaven or hell for anybody. I can't.
Right.
However, I have to protect me.
And we all
but
are
that,
entitled
that
to
like
our
it,
beliefs.
Absolutely.
We are. Yeah.
You love who you love. I'm not here to discriminate against nobody. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care. That's your personal business. You're not feeding me, financing me, or finessing me, I ain't got nothing to do with none of it. You heard me?
Word.
I ain't got nothing to do with none of it.
At the beginning of every day, it's who I have to wake up to, and at the end of every night, it's who I have to wake up, who I have to go to sleep to. During the day, it's who I have to think about. So, to each his own, and we are all entitled to our own likes, loves, and beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So. And that's a fact. Like I said, you don't need a parade for it. If you want to do, you can do what you do. Well, you don't need to be prancing up and down nowhere for it. You know what I'm saying? So wearing a rainbow flag is enough for me.
Word.
I respect you. I respect your position. Hey, rock out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But stop doing. Leave these kids alone. Stop. Get out of school. Like they said, because they took God out of school. You're not allowed to pray in school. None of that anymore. So now you took God out, put guns in it.
Ooh.
You took God out. You're taking God out of everything. They need to take him off the money. Take them off the money. That's the evil right there.
Yeah. Know what I can't stand? When I walk into a courtroom and you got the judge sitting up there with that black robe, and then in back of the judge, and God we trust, but you got the judge up there talking about, you did this, you did that, I'm going to sentence you to this, I'm going to sentence you to that. Well, wait a minute, judge. In the back of you, on the wall, says, in God we trust. So who are you to even judge me as the judge? You know what I'm saying? Oh, that irks me so bad. Duh.
stay out of those jurisdictions. Stay out of those things.
Yes. Lord knows I haven't been in the courthouse in a long time, but that's something that stuck with me, child.
I'll be knowing. But again, we have to protect our children. We do. We really need to protect our children. You know, you have people are going crazy with shooting up schools, and you know, and there's something. So the wires are off somewhere with people's mental health. Most of the mental health is at stake right now.
Oh,
yes.
And you know why? Because of identity. Because of identity. Hear me again.
Who are they? Who am I? Know
well,
yourself.
See, that's the problem. They don't. You don't know yourself, and then you're mad because don't nobody else know you.
Yes. Wow.
It's disheartening. It's disheartening and very, again, it's a lack of better words. See, I just came out of a different realm, so y'all hear me talking all over the place because I was reading books and stuff, so it, you know, but that won't happen. That can't happen again, so.
And reading, wait a minute, though. Reading is fundamental. Reading is great. It's good to you know, not only just watch TV and listen and stuff. Reading is fundamental. Reading is great. You know, there's some great reads.
No, it
just
is.
Like there are
I'm currently reading now is called Battlefield of the Mind: Winning the Battle in Your Mind by Joyce Meyer. So if you anybody ever want to order a book or something, and what it is with books, with reading, is certain kind of books that you read, it teaches you a lot about yourself.
Oh,
again,
yeah.
It's that identity that I speak of. It teaches you a lot about yourself, you know? So people get confused in image and identity. They confuse the two.
Uh-huh.
Identity is something that comes from inward. Image is outward. That's pretty much the gist of it. So image is how people see you. Like, okay, you know, oh, she's pretty. Or, you know, oh, she got this. Or he got that. Or whatever. That's stuff that you can see with the eye. But your identity has a lot to do with your character. With your character, how you carry yourself, and all kinds of stuff like that. That stuff comes from inward. That's what identity does. But again, this is how that's how the enemy comes in, is through identification. While you're struggling with your identity, the enemy slips his ass in there and get all in your head, telling you all kind of different things, have your head all over the place, and then everything just goes left.
Uh-huh.
I learned that a long time ago. I learned that a while ago.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So, but again, we have to start protecting, we have to go back to protecting our children. We have to go back to protecting them. Like I said, when I saw that video of this panel of like young adult standing up there naked in front of these preteen kids, I said, what parent in their right mind would allow that to move forward, allow that to go on? Why?
Wow.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I said one day, let's shut the internet down for one day and let's see what would happen with the world.
Yeah.
Let's shut it down. See, when the pandemic came, God tried it. He tried it with that. You know, I'm gonna calm y'all down a little bit. Let's see what happens. Guess what? That didn't work because the internet was still running.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Because the internet was still running. So, I'm at a loss for words now, and I wish I did have some type of solution that would, you know, where we could move forward in unison and get our kids back to being kids and stuff. But it's like now, because even with like the curriculum and different things in the school, you rarely hear about that stuff anymore. Like, it's almost like school is obsolete. And it's sad because who's supposed to be the leaders of the free world coming up? Right. Who's supposed to be the leader? Because the kids ain't learning shit. What are they learning? They're not really learning anything. You could call me a them, they, that, or it, or whatever the pronouns is. You want to take away me identifying as a boy or a girl? Why would y'all interfere with that? I would like to know who started this shit.
What has this world come to?
I would like to know who started it. Was it RuPaul? That started this shit?
Right.
Where did somebody I don't know.
I remember being a kid, and you know, hearing kids throw out the word, you fag, or you queer, or you know, and then fast forward to being a teenager and learning a little bit more, and then, you know, fast forward to being a young adult and learning a bit more, and then all the changes that come with it, and then fast forwarding, you know, to becoming a parent, and then fast forward to now becoming I ain't calling myself an elder, but of that age where I could have, you know, I'm old enough to have grandkids, and all
right.
These different, oh my God, you know, oh my God, I can't even keep up with it.
It's hard to keep up. It really, really is. It's hard to keep up, you know, and I don't know. And then they talk about raising the Social Security, the retirement age, and all kinds of stuff. Like, this world is a mess. And all I can say is, Lord, have mercy. And I mean that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're really in a messed up shape. We in a messed up shape.
Mm.
We got a bunch of raggedy-ass people running the country. Like, you know. They fighting back and forth or whatever. Like, y'all, they're big crooks, so that's not really a surprise. This country has been founded with crooked people. So, I they said if the head is raggedy, the body's gonna be raggedy. So this is what we're left with. So my a question to you though. What do you think is going to happen with Donald Trump?
The Trump, the Chump, the Trump. Just thinking about this, the person. I never liked the person, and when it came to voting. You know, before he became the head of the country or whatever, I definitely did not. I made sure I voted and did not vote for him. And let me tell y'all a quick story. I went to work today, and no, yesterday. It was yesterday. This lady came into my lab with that hat that says, you know, Trump. To me, I just saw Chump, but she had that, and then she had this T-shirt on and all, you know, the red, white, and blue and red, and I'm wearing this shirt just to pick, they said on this shirt, I'm wearing this shirt to piss off all the people that don't like Trump. I'm like, you are representing, aren't you? I still had to draw her blood. I still had to, you know, take care of her. So I'm treating her,
right.
You know, as I do with everyone, my customer service on point, 100% plus. And when I was finished with her, I'm like, you go ahead, girl. You go on out there and make a bunch of people mad with that pizza. You go, girl. Meanwhile, as soon as she walked out of my office, I wanted to kick the living. Anyway, but what I think is going to happen, with him, I don't know, but I'm gonna pray for myself
that I don't have, you know, because I don't like to have hatred in my heart. So I'm going to pray for myself that I don't continue to have as much dislike in that person as I do. Period, point blank, and that's where I'm going to leave it with that person. Because Lord knows I need help with the dislike that I have for that person.
My thing with that is my thing with the with him being indicted and all that stuff again. Like I said, he was a criminal before he became president.
Absolutely.
So again, like
he need to be under the ground,
how he used to say, lock that son of a bitch up, and how he took out full page ads. Talking about they should have brought the death penalty back to New York when they were trying to, when the exonerated five was being accused and all kinds of stuff like that don't go away. People don't forget that. That wasn't no mistake that you did that. You took out full page ads in the paper to state how you really felt. Like, come on. Like, come on. You committed crimes and you should pay for them regardless of your position. I couldn't care less even if he was the president currently. If you was committing crimes,
right,
you should pay for them just like the regular Joe Schmo. Just because you have a couple dollars in the bank, you think that should go away. No, you're a crook. You are a crook. And he should be held accountable.
Fact.
He should be held accountable. And any of those politicians that's running on crooked straight should pay for it. Should be held accountable. I don't care if they're Democratic or Republican or what their status is. They should be held accountable.
Give them a root canal with no Novocaine. Give them dig into their teeth. Well, hang on, buddy.
With Donald Trump, however you want to call him, he doesn't care what type of attention he gets. He just wants the attention. Uh-huh. He's an attention whore. He's an attention junkie. As long as he gets that attention, he doesn't care whether it's positive or negative. And see, that's. And this is what his followers fail to acknowledge. Like, he doesn't care that he's being indicted. He knows that he's wrong. He knows he's guilty of those things that he did. But he just want all eyes on me. I don't care what the situation is. That person is detrimental to you.
Yes. Really quick, Diva, we have a caller. Caller, because time is of the essence and we are toward the end of the show. We're going to bring on this caller. Caller, are you there?
Shine a light on
him. I'm right here.
Hey,
Diva. What's going on, Diva?
You already know it's your boy, Steady Bear, whatever y'all want to call me.
Steady Bear.
Yeah. Talking about your boy, Trump. I don't care what he did. I don't care how many indictments. It's going to be washed under the rug. And guess what? He's our next president. I'm sorry to tell y'all. America only likes crap. They don't like nothing good for you. They don't nothing's going to help you. They only like, look at everything. Look at how everything is. They only like what? Crash, what's going to make it to, he going there, I'm going to make America great, but it's really the opposite. I'm going to fuck y'all up. Plain and simple. You know what I'm saying? And that's what America likes. I'm sorry to tell y'all.
Let me get my paper bag. I hear you, bro.
No, they only like chaos. They only like division. They need somebody that's going to stir the pot for them. That's what they do.
Yep.
Yeah, but you got to look at, if people look on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, they pay more attention to the trash than the real shit. So that shows you what America likes. You know what I'm saying? We like trash. We like who's going to get it popping, who's going to go, what up, you know what I'm saying? Really, Trump is a gang member. He's Hitler. He's all of that shit. Who the hell is more?
That's a fact.
Nope.
That's
so
a fact. He's definitely
like
a head of a gang.
We had to do this. Now it's going to disappear. Any president, anybody that's going to be, how are you going to give me 5-6 days whenever I feel like turning myself in and I did all this crime?
No.
And then the only thing they talked about was him buying a little, you know what I'm saying, a little something on the side. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Everybody go to strip club. You bought a little something on the side.
Nah,
they only talked about that.
It was more than that. But you see, they highlighted those. But nah, he got other serious shit going on too. But
and we still waiting. You know what I'm saying? Trump can eat a Snickers bar just like me. I'm still waiting for the rest of the shit I hear, but I heard about that. He bought a little something on the side. Oh, I mean, he bought a little something, he splashed it on the side. You only lasted 3 minutes because you were that age. So what? You know what I'm saying? But they kept talking about that. But they ain't talk about the real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, did Trump use Viagra?
Right.
He used, you know what I'm saying, Cialis. What was the good shit he used? They didn't talk about that. Nah, Trump went regular, 3 minutes on the side. Okay, cool. Now, talk about all other shit. That's why I said, yeah, it's publicity. America likes drama.
Well, that'll be a whole nother show because now, the American dollar is decreasing by the day. Now, the different allegiances are building now. With you got China, Russia, you got Japan who pulls out. You have all of these different people that are now Saudi Arabia and they're banding together and they put the yen or whatever the Chinese dollar is above the American dollar. So, but. I don't know if y'all really understand the Russia and Ukraine, what that war was. That Ukraine really belongs to America. So, but that's a whole nother show.
That's why they tell all the young kids to take a trade. Go to college, take a trade. Trade school, you can't stop. All the other stuff, you know what I'm saying? That's why they tell them now. Everybody's going to take this. They say, yo, take a trade, because trade, you can't stop. You got to trade.
No, you know why they want people to take up trades and stuff? They really don't care what you take. They're not really concerned of what you go to college for. None of that stuff concerns them. They just need you to be on the books as a working citizen. They don't care about what you do or how you do it, how much money you paid to go to school. They don't care. They just need you on the books to say that you have a job because that's how America gets their money. America's always been cash poor. We've always been running on a promissory note. That's why it's really no surprise that the dollar amount is changing. Because we've never had money. It's always been promissory notes. The Federal Reserve is what has the money. So what they do is they use the working class person as collateral. They go
That's
to
a trade.
They add collateral. So this is how many people we have and this is how you're going to get your money back. This is when the taxes and all of that stuff comes in at. You know, so when you go to the bank, when you go to withdraw large amounts of money, why do you think they got to wait? The banks don't have the money. They have to go to the Federal Reserve to get it also.
Mm-hmm.
So the banks make their money off you putting your money in there and the interest.
True. Dons and Divas,
so,
Don and Diva.
Yeah.
It is 8:59. Time is of the essence. We are going to go around the table and give our final results, our final thoughts on tonight's show. And Teddy Bear, give us your final thoughts.
All right,
show.
Short, so I'll let y'all just go and get it in. I enjoyed the show.
Thank you so much.
Talk to y'all later.
Thank you. Thank
Appreciate
you. Thank you,
you
for
Thank
always
you.
Supporting us. Yes, you always support us. You
know
that. Thanks to all of our callers and listeners. Big shout out. This is Ray Queen. Big shout out to Lord knows, giving my honor to Lord
my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because I know I would not be here had it not been for the Lord on my side. And big shout out to GQ Palace's Butter Baby, our CEO, our executive, my sister Divas, I love y'all, GQ Palace, all of our callers and listeners. Yes, it's Butter Baby. Great show. I'm passing on the mic. So on you. So what you going to do?
Yes. So y'all know who it is. Long Island's leading lady. My handle is Miss Mo Better. My angle is to bring the necessary with a city to absolute. And one of these days I'll explain to y'all exactly what that means. But as far as tonight's show or any other show or whatever, we appreciate y'all. We definitely do, because without y'all, there's no us. Let's protect our children. Let's go back to letting kids be kids. Stop pushing sexuality so doggone much. And go out there and let them push a skateboard or some shit. Get on a bike. Go rock. You don't even see kids getting cast anymore. Nobody broke an arm or nothing anymore, cause they ain't fall out of a tree. Like, come on, let's go. What happened to girls jumping double dutch and all kinds of shit like that? Like, you know, sitting on a stool playing Scully and doing. Let's let kids go back to being kids.
Or keep now.
Stop trying to push sexuality on these on kids. Y'all do something else with your time. Teach them a math problem. Right now I'm in my hood voice. Yeah. So, you know, let kids go back to being kids. Stop trying to push sexuality so much. Parents, reclaim your position as the parent. Stop letting all these outside entities teach your children. Start monitoring what they're doing. Start looking at the internet. That's the shit you pay for. You watch what they're doing on there. Stop being mad at the content on there. You have control of what goes in. Put the timer on there. You scared of your kids? Is that what it is? If you scared, say you scared.
First. Scared, get a dog.
Come on. What?
You scared, get a dog.
So,
get a cat.
Hello? Hello? Come on. Now, you know that old saying, but again, let's go back to letting kids be kids. You rarely see kids outside even playing anymore. Come on, man. Let's shut the internet down for 24 hours. And let's let the world reset real quick. How about that?
Yes.
It's Butter Baby.
But again, folks, we thank y'all for chopping it up. I'm gonna end it on. One more thing. Again, stay tuned. Keep a lookout for me posting for people to vote for my daughter so she can win the wedding. You know. The link and stuff will be going up on my social media pages, Instagram. I'll put it. I don't like said to call it Twitter. I don't really go on Twitter much. So, I don't really go on Twitter much. I will be posting the link, so we're gonna need y'all to vote. And I'll just stay tuned for that starting on Monday, April 10th.
That was funny.
Boy, this time. So before we end, this is Easter weekend. Again, for those who celebrate Easter, happy Easter from GQ Palace Radio. We know a lot of people don't get into it because they're paganistic or however you label it. For those that do, you know, Good Friday coming, and there's a lot of news and stuff that go along with Good Friday. No meat and fish, whatever, on Friday. And again, happy Easter. We know church is going to be flooded this Sunday because people only go to church on Easter and then Christmas. That's the only time. There's only time people be showing up. Everybody going there with their Sunday's best and all of that stuff. But happy Easter, though, folks, from GQ Palace Radio. And on that note, I am chucking up the deuces. Storm, we miss you tonight. And peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like to hear it go something like, whoa, whoa.